This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on taking the poor door to extremes in London. Recently, we discussed the potential evolution of the so-called poor door housing programs implemented by developers trying to segregate one percenters from affordable housing units in their complexes in New York City. I warned that Mumbai offered a potential case study in how such lack of integration could lead to rebuilding substandard housing next door to marble facade high-rises in the name of slum renewal. Now that Acorn's organizing in London, it didn't take a New York minute for me to hear from one of our organizers there that London has already doubled the ante in developing poor doors and housing segregation. The Guardian jumped on the poor door issue over the last several months, finding cases as extreme as the entrances to affordable housing units in poorly lit back alleys backed by the garbage cans. The segregation is complete down to the bike racks, postal boxes, and of course separate rubbish bins, as they call them there. Developers required to have such units go to slick extremes in making their cases for segregation from these reports. Some lay the blame on the fact there are separate housing associations that manage the joint tenancy for the affordable units and claim these housing units demand separate entrances so that common space fees are less. One developer made a flat statement, unsubstantiated from what I could tell, that allowing the poor tenants to enter through the front doors and fancier lobbies would amount to cross-subsidization, whatever that might be, and was illegal. Clearly, that's a ludicrous statement on its face. In Mumbai, I mentioned how elevators were frequently shoddy and unusable so quickly and evolved into giant vertical garbage receptacles. Well, in London, same almost. Tenants in some of the segregated housing talked about regular breakdowns of their lifts, leaving them with a 9-story walk-up climb to their units. Hey, let's be fair. Judy Brown, the tenant who walked up 9 stories to her flat, was quoted in The Guardian also saying that they told her when both the lifts weren't working, they did say that if you were pregnant, had a health problem, or a baby in a buggy, you could use the main entrance, she said. Otherwise, the tenant said, they were locked out of the main lobby. How big-hearted can they be, huh? On the good side, in London, any new development is required to provide a portion of affordable units, as opposed to the voluntary program in New York City and the non-existent program in many other cities, still at the beck and call of any developer with a line of credit and the willingness to make a political contribution. Though it's also clear that the developers in London have the whip hand as well and see the requirement to provide affordable units as a start of negotiations, not as a prerequisite, even to the extent of blaming the victims, the very poor tenants they're forced to accommodate for their own segregation. Developers are obliged to provide a set proportion of affordable homes when they draw up the project, but they're often able to negotiate this figure down with local planners. Some provide the cheaper homes in separate blocks, but in a single structure development, the affordable homes are often on separate floors with separate entrances, lifts, car parks, and even rubbish bins, so that upmarket apartment buyers have no contact with those occupying the social housing in their building. In some cases, developers even use the fact they need to provide separate doors and lifts to argue against putting affordable homes on the same side as their premium apartments. Planning documents for the 56 Corazon Street development in Mayfair show that the developers told the local council that on-site provision of affordable housing would result in significant design inefficiencies due to the need for separate entrances and building cores. Mayor de Blasio of New York City is committed to breaking down the poor doors. Mayor Boris Johnson of London, frequently mentioned as an outside shot to replace David Cameron as conservative prime minister material, says poor doors are hunky-dory with him. Sounds like we can keep our eyes on London to see an evolving case study on how this residential segregation of the rich from the poor accelerates the path to Mumbai and economic apartheid. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.